Across our region, more and more people are moving into places where the city meets the forest and beyond. Between 14 and 26% of households are now at high or extreme risk for wildfire. And while it may feel far from fire season right now, some homeowners are already gearing up for it. Ray Ellen Bichelle reports.
A few months ago, John Parker retired and moved out here, just outside Black Hawk, Colorado.
Just to get a little piece of heaven. Get away from the madding crowd.
Outside his salmon-colored log house, the snow feels like thick, gritty icing. Inside, a wood-fired stove fills the house with heat and a low hum. Wildfires do not feel like a risk right now, but...
It took a lot of legwork to even get one insurance company who would cover the property because of the wildfire concerns. So it just basically said, oh, that area, that zone, we don't insure anyone there.
According to the Rocky Mountain Insurance Information Association, Parker's experience is becoming more common for homeowners in risky wildfire areas, but not impossible. Eventually, Parker did find an insurer, but combined with the fire ban signs he'd seen all summer, it got him thinking hard about what he might be able to do to protect his home.
It does kind of get in the back of your mind that you need to do whatever you can to defend.
And that's why this guy is here.
Standing under your roof here.
His name is Ben Yellen, and he's a mitigation specialist with a group called Wildfire Partners. It's a program in Boulder County that helps homeowners like John Parker keep their little pieces of heaven from becoming big pieces of charcoal.
We do the 360 defensible space because you don't necessarily know where the fire's coming from.
Programs like this aren't too common across our region, but where they are available, insurance companies are increasingly requiring that homes get certified through them. The pair is about to walk the property, imagining all the ways in which it could be incinerated.
It could start from a lightning strike over there. It could start from a house fire.
The nice wooden chairs on the deck.
Do you put cushions out?
Fire hazard. Cozy stack of firewood uphill from the house.
It's actually going to start rolling downhill.
Potentially a stack of rolling fireballs.
So just keep it nice and flat.
And what about the juniper peeking through the snow?
I've got a good bit of that around. Is it?
Yeah, so.
That's resin-packed kindling.
Yeah, Xnay on the juniper.
That aspen grove near the house, on the other hand, it's actually good.
Because they hold so much water, and so it actually is a deterrent for fire spread.
But that wind barreling up the slope today, not so much. Right now, the gusts are gathering snow into a glittery stream. When the glitter stream meets the house, it curves around and hugs it, piling up around the back steps. But...
You can imagine the fire just raging up.
And if the wind was carrying embers instead of snow...
All of the embers would collect...
And gather in a smoldering pile right up against the back door.
Which provides almost like a campfire effect.
Back in 2011, the Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety stuck houses inside a warehouse and then pelted them with flames, wind, heat, and streams of embers. They found that out of all of those, embers were most likely to light up a house. So Parker will have to put a thin layer of metal around nooks and crannies so those embers die out. But he's not yet out of the woods, at least metaphorically. Yellen takes a can of spray paint out of his pocket.
Blue paint.
Oh, good.
The trees will be the biggest piece of work on this property. Everything that needs to go will get a spurt of blue on it, like the pines growing near the shed. The trees with mistletoe covering their weakened branches. And the ones that could help a fire to ladder its way from the ground all the way up into the tree crowns.
Okay.
When Yellen comes back to check on the property, he'll make sure all the blue marks have been cut down and hauled away.
So, a good amount of work, but certainly not the worst I've seen.
Yeah, good.
Yellen says homes that do this kind of mitigation have a better chance of surviving. And he would know. As a former wildland firefighter, he's defended homes like this one.
Some homes that didn't do the work didn't... hold up so well.
But the ones that did do mitigation fared better. And firefighters could actually use those homes as part of their defense line against the blaze. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.